You know, the Stu Peters Network and the Stu Peters Show, this is a platform and this is a bullhorn and this is a mantle that needs to be respected tremendously. And I was just having a conversation with my crew off the air. We got to be a lot more cognizant, a lot more aware of the language that we use on this platform, because as I'm going through messages from our army, serious people, members of our locals community that are supporters of the platform, of the network, which I take very seriously. You know, we're getting cautioned about how some viewers are unable to listen to our broadcast with their grandchildren or their children in the room. Well, if we don't captivate that audience, then really we're just failing. Because they're our future. And so if they're unable to digest or at least just acknowledge and hear some of the things that we're saying here, you know, this language, our guests, the information that we're looking at every day, the layers of the onion that we're peeling back, you know, we talk about these things with conviction. We think that these things are very important. And we say all the time, the Stu Peters Network is a platform that was ordained by God. No one man could just do this. And I gave this platform to God. I said, God, I'll just be obedient. Tell me what you want me to do. And this is a mantle that has to be respected. You know, the power of the tongue is a very effective weapon. Not can be, it is a very effective weapon. And the whole purpose of this platform for the longest time, and I was just saying this to my crew, the whole purpose of this platform when we gave this platform to God is to fight for our children, to fight for the people who in some cases may not even be able to listen to this because the occasional F word or, you know, what should be censored language, because it's inappropriate for kids, it turns off their parents or it turns off their grandparents. We actually had messages from locals members and supporters talking about Occupied saying, you know, hey, listen, I mean, I would love to be able to show this to my loved ones, but I can't because Dan Bilzerian is dropping the F-bomb every other word. And that's just how Dan talks. I mean, he's full of righteous indignation. He sees what the problem is and he's talking about it and it frustrates him. And I can empathize with that. I respect that. Those feelings are valid because, yeah, this is a war for our children. So I just want you to know that I take that very seriously. And I'm going to be trying to make sure that our language is pointed, that it's precise, that it's accurate, that it's meaningful, that it's faith-backed, that it's morally upright, and that it's appropriate for all ages to be able to tune into this information. We could work ourselves out of existence. We could make ourselves completely useless here on this program. And that's what we hope to do. We hope to work ourselves out of a job. We hope that this platform, in its current state, would cease to exist and that it would serve no real purpose. Because right now, the purpose is fighting against those who want sexual access to our children. And so if that no longer exists, and we work ourselves out of a job, and this platform serves no purpose, then that means that we have won the war for our children. Because the treatment of children in this country is a complete and total crisis. It's a complete and total disgrace. Every single day, American children get out of bed, they walk out the front door, they jump in the car, or they go to the bus stop, and then they head to school, where they walk right into the middle of, and I'm repeating myself here, and I've said this before, it can only be described as a spiritual battlefield. Everywhere they turn, everywhere they look, they're confronted with levels of perversion and depravity that just a couple of decades ago, most adults couldn't even fathom. A couple of decades ago, Had we seen in our schools what we're seeing now, there would have been a lot of violence. America's public schools, America's supposed institutions of learning have been turned into playgrounds for perverts, lion's dens full of groomers and outright pedophiles lying in wait for vulnerable children. And it doesn't stop there. The mistreatment, the exploitation, the ritualistic abuse of children goes well beyond our schools. And of course, it extends into this country's pervert-ridden foster care system. Stories have surfaced all over this country where children are removed from their parents' home at the drop of a hat. No evidence at all to indicate, by the way, that they were endangered or that they were abused. And then they're tossed into government custody where anything can happen. I created and produced an entire documentary about this called These Little Ones. Someone who has personal experience with all of this, who's seen a member of his family, a child, be wrongfully ripped away from the arms of his loving parents and taken into government custody, is Gabe Woolley. Gabe's been a guest on this program before, and since his last appearance, he's been sworn in as a member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives. Gabe's wasted no time at all in getting things moving since being sworn in and making good on a campaign promise to take on Oklahoma's deeply, deeply corrupt Department of Human Services and the child welfare system that it controls. Because in Oklahoma, just like in the rest of the country, children have been taken away from their parents without evidence of wrongdoing based on accusations or suspicions alone. They have been thrown into the foster care system where they're infinitely more likely to experience physical or a sexual or emotional abuse, likely all of them, both at the hands of adults and other troubled and abused children. And in these situations, the state has all the power. Parents are completely helpless. They have to pray that a judge will side with them and then return their child. Otherwise, there's very little that they can actually do. There are very few checks and balances, if any at all, in place to hold the government accountable when it comes to the mistreatment of our children. The abduction, the kidnapping of our children, the grooming and molestation of our children, the trafficking of our children. But Gabe Woolley is looking to change all of that. That's among his first orders of business as an Oklahoma state legislature, was introducing the two bills that protect children and their families from overzealous, corrupt human services workers. Under one of these new bills that Gabe has filed, known as Oklahoma House Bill 1100, the burden of proof required to remove a child from their family would be raised. Currently in Oklahoma, the Department of Human Services doesn't actually need to prove that anything bad happened to take a child away from their family. They only have to convince a court that there's a 51% chance that something bad happened. So I don't know, who's your judge? How are they feeling today? Well, under Gabe's bill, all of that goes away because human services would have to establish clear and convincing evidence that the child was being abused in his or her home. Furthermore, if the state takes a child away from their family without clear and convincing evidence or refuses to return them after the family is proven innocent, which happens, by the way, in these cases, the human services worker responsible could be charged with kidnapping. Thank God. I mean, that's common sense because that's exactly what it is. And in another bill that Gabe has introduced, known as Oklahoma House Bill 1164, families would actually be eligible to sue the government, thank God, for destroying their lives should their child be wrongfully taken away from them. See, this is exactly what needs to happen in every jurisdiction, in every city, in every town, in every county, in every state, across this entire country. Children all over this country have been kidnapped, they have been abused, they have been trafficked by social workers and these disgusting local government agencies that have appointed themselves God. And it's time to bring it to a grinding halt. This is a hill that we ought all to die on. Whether or not you like my previous language, which I have vowed to work on, whether or not you like the delivery method of the message that we produce every day, whether or not you even listen to this program or follow me on X, I don't care. I'm not here to make friends. But can't we all agree that this is exactly what we should be fighting for? I mean, it's time to hold these people accountable and bring justice to families and children who have been railroaded and completely destroyed. So for more on all of this, what's going on in Oklahoma, we're now joined again here on the Stu Peters Show by Representative Gabe Woolley. Congratulations. And thank you, by the way, for picking up this sword. How important is this?
Absolutely. Thank you, Stu, for having me. I mean, this is extremely important. The feedback on this, when released on social media and in the media from constituents and from Oklahomans, was astounding. I mean, it was very unanimously clear on this. The pushback, of course, came from those in the government. And so, you know, we had some issues here in Wagner County with our own story, and there was a local media station that kind of collaborated with another state representative to paint the narrative that this was a dangerous bill and it prevents Child Protective Services from being able to protect children, or it labels them as kidnappers. Actually, it only labels them as kidnappers if they actually kidnap a child. So it's a bill that just calls it what it is. This is a, that part of the bill is making sure that the government isn't above the law. If I were to babysit someone's child and it was time to give the child back and I refused to, I could be charged with kidnapping. If the government takes your child and there's no proof or evidence, or charges were dropped or dismissed or a not guilty plea was found, and they don't return your child, that's kidnapping. So why would the government be above the law? These bills really are just here to make sure that the government is a representation of what the people want and is not overstepping the people.
Why is the government so interested in continuing to be able to kidnap children and not be held accountable for it? Why would you be getting pushback from these people? What's the motive?
There's federal dollars for every child you remove, and then you put them on medication, on an education plan. Any push for these children to need some sort of other government assistance, there would be more federal dollars that would come in to assist per child. So there's a dollar amount on every child. Much like in the education system, when I was a teacher, I realized.
So let's just get down to brass tacks. Isn't that child in human trafficking?
It is in a literal sense, but when it's done by the government, you get the get out of jail free card. It was what it seems. That's why a part of this bill is calling it like it is, kidnapping. You know, that's the headline that the media ran with. It certainly grabbed their attention. That was part of the purpose. But the huge, biggest part of Oklahoma House Bill 1100 is it changes the word preponderance of evidence, which means a 51% chance that something may or may not have happened. It changes that to clear and convincing evidence. It raises the bar for the judge to have to operate off of to be able to keep your child away from you.
Who are the specific individuals that would oppose this?
Child Protective Services, or some individuals. Unfortunately, we've seen some individuals in law enforcement area. The problem we see is that something good and right and just and true is being twisted and perverted. So this desire to protect children is a pure desire, but sometimes we get some people that get so blinded by it. It's like we had an officer in Oklahoma City body slam a 75-year-old Asian man and put him in the hospital fighting for his life because the guy had tapped his chest. The reason why our district, our state-level attorney general dropped the charges on the officer was because in the name of conservative name of being pro-law enforcement. That's the problem, is things are being taken so far extreme. Now, if you wear a badge or have a certain title under the guise of an entity that's there to protect children, like Child Protective Services, all excuses and behavior is excused. You can get away with anything because you're under that umbrella of an entity that holds the name Child Protective Services. That's the problem here. People who are working for a government entity are being seen and being held above the law and above the standard because of the title they have or the badge they wear, forgetting that there's human bias, perversion, and the possibility of corruption simply because they're human regardless of a badge they wear. We should be holding them accountable to their individual actions and holding the same government entities accountable to the standard that the people are held to. That's the problem. That's the pushback we get, though. Where we see that some people might not be supporting this bill is – well, people who haven't experienced any of that type of hardship themselves. The wake-up call for this.
Or the people who want to continue to be able to traffic and molest children and sell them and earn money and get kickbacks and take bribes or be blackmailed into continuing this perverted operation, which has become a playground for pedophiles.
It's certainly the financial aspect of it, and the federal government has their hands in it. That's the problem. It's the title, I believe it was Title V funding. I have some people looking into more research on that. The Title V funding for Child Protective Services is the national level.
Do you think it's really all just about the money, Gabe? Or do you think that a lot of this has to do with the fact that these people just want sexual access to our kids, and they see this as, you know, the driving mechanism to allow that? Legal sexual access to kids, legal child trafficking.
Yeah, the Tulsa Juvenile Center, which is a Child Protective Services government entity, has had numerous reports of sexual abuse and child molestation, and it's been covered up and dismissed by the district attorney and by the elected officials in Tulsa. There was a petition signed where the citizens were trying to have a grand jury petition to investigate the Tulsa Juvenile Center for all these rape allegations, and it didn't make enough signatures. The district attorney didn't push for anything. The mayor didn't push for anything, so Tulsa Juvenile Center still stands. All these alleged abusers are still, many are still employed there with those children.
They're earning a living to have abused children. They're getting paid explicitly and specifically for the job of harming children sexually.
Yeah, we're seeing things in our schools as well. And a lot of the schools are able to do an internal investigation. They don't have to turn it over to law enforcement. So the perpetrator gets to go work at a different district and just it gets to go on continued. They're not required to hand the investigation over to law enforcement for alleged sexual abuse. They can handle things internally until they can find something. And so that's the problem here is we are seeing a lot of get out of jail free cards for this perversion with children that the government is essentially seems to be protecting in a lot of ways.
And the source of all of this are people who are supposed to be servants to the public. Where is the public on all of this?
That's the hard part is getting people invested and aware of these local elections. The number of people that turn out for a state level election for my seat, House of Representatives, is lower, except that Trump was on the ballot. When you talk about your district attorney elections or your mayor elections or your city council, it's significantly less people that show up to the ballot to that. People just aren't engaged with their local politics. It's the huge problem.
It might have something to do with the fact that our entire system of voting has become completely subverted and fake.
Yeah, certainly. And in Tulsa, one of our most liberal cities in Oklahoma, that's where we see the biggest problems. And that's where this perversion is manifesting itself.
Are your bills going to pass?
We are having things put into committees right now. And what happens in Oklahoma is that the chair of the committee, whatever committee this is going to go through, this is going to go through Judiciary Committee because it relates to a judge making a decision, even though it involves DHS. The chair of the committee has complete and total authority to say yes or no, we'll hear your bill. No reason needs to be given. They could like you that day.
Who's the chair of the committee?
So we've got, I've got numerous bills, but we've got, I'll get you those names for those chairs of this committee, but we've got, I've got about 8 bills. So the Oklahoma House of Representatives.
Well, these are the people that need to hear from the public in Oklahoma. And these are the people that need to be held accountable. I mean, if they vote not to allow this bill to be heard, that's kind of a full stop right there.
Right. And so that's the problem is the structure of the House of Representatives. I mean, we had several conservatives that were pushing for changes in House rules. We had Representative Tom Gann that wanted to push that there's a minimum. Every state representative has a minimum of 2 bills that absolutely get to be heard, and they don't just get it to be shut out. They were an elected official by their constituents, and they have a right to represent their people. That rule was shut down. There were only 6 of us that voted for it on the floor out of 101 of us. There were more pushes for transparency to have every single vote recorded, even votes on the floor coming to rule changes, so that your constituents in your district can see exactly how you're voting as the representative. That rule was voted down by the House of Representatives. There were only 6 of us that voted yes for it. So what we have is a systematic problem here. And unfortunately, we have people on the inside causing the ability to get things done or not. And there has to be the kiss the ring mentality if your bill is going to get heard, unfortunately.
There is so much bureaucracy and red tape. There is so much bureaucratic red tape that goes into what should be just common sense. Protecting our kids from pedophiles. So, yeah, I want the names of the people who are going to vote on whether or not these bills are heard. We're going to go get it on our own. And then we're going to deploy our audience to make sure that these people hear from them to understand they need to protect our kids from kidnapping, child trafficking, sex trafficking, and pedophilia, and molestation, and rape. If they're not going to do that, if they're going to vote to not even allow these bills to be heard, what does that say about these people, Gabe?
And that's what I said when I did my interviews with the media. So when my bill released, it went statewide. I had 5 media outlets contact me about it. And I was also very clear that I'm willing to make amendments if needed to make sure that a version of this bill got across the floor. So we'll see if these, you know, if the committee chairs allow this to be heard in the committee. Maybe they will. You know, I'm a freshman. I'm still learning how that works. But these will go through the Judiciary and Public Safety House Committee for the Oklahoma House of Representatives. So the chairs on those committees are going to be the ones that are deciding. I'm the vice chair of the General Government Committee. I have to go through bills as well and work with the chair. And I'm my stance is we let the bills in and let them have their shot to be heard. Of course, but we have people in various areas or in the way that the system is built in the Oklahoma House of Representatives basically saying, we're not going to hear every bill. You're going to have to figure out how to cut about 50 of them off the list. I do take some issue with that because that would I would think that their constituents asked them to write these bills. So they're not really getting a fighting chance.
If this is one of the bills that isn't heard, Oklahoma should be up in arms. These bills are probably the most important bill. They're bills that protect our children from child sex trafficking and hold kidnappers accountable for doing that to our children. It's a righteous fight. I applaud you. I don't know why it's so controversial. I don't know why 5 media outlets are contacting you. Oh, what's this controversial bill? You want to stop the government from kidnapping and trafficking children? How dare you? It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's really an inverted hellscape, isn't it? Congratulations on your victory. We're glad that you were placed there. We're glad that you've picked up the sword to fight for our children. I'm out of time. I got to move on, but we're going to be following up on all of this. I'm going to get all that information. The two committees, again, were what, Gabe?
So both of these bills are going to go through the Judiciary and Public Safety Committee for the Oklahoma House of Representatives.
We're going to find the chairs for the Judiciary and Public Safety Committees in the Oklahoma State House of Representatives, and they are going to hear from everybody in Stu Crew. Gabe Woolley, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Of course. This is the hill that we all have to die on. This is the fight for our children. This is the very thing that we have been talking about since day one. We want to work ourselves out of a job by doing the job of protecting our children from the evil that presents itself on their doorstep every day.
Are you using your phone, or is it using you? Rise above mass surveillance and discover a phone that protects your privacy and communications.
Above Phone does everything your old phone does, without tracking you, while giving you complete control over your phone and apps. We are better than big tech. It works with any cell service. No forced logins. No advertising or tracking. Download apps privately. Control your phone and its apps with secure hardware. Introducing Above Suite. Includes a VPN, private email and calendar, private chats, video calls, internet phone, and a search engine. Don't worry if you're new. Every phone includes a free 45-minute live call. You also get free email and chat support, free guides, and video courses. You have the power.
Rise above with Above Phone.
AbovePhone.com.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. ZStackLife.com/SPN. Again, ZStackLife.com/SPN.